Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, wonderful on this gorgeous, gorgeous day. Everything is beautiful around here. They're repairing or rebuilding or remodeling the pool in my area. It'll be up and running soon, and everything is just going beautiful around here. It's a beautiful spring day. I have nothing to be complaining about. Everything is wonderful.
Well, that's good to hear.
How about you, daughter? Everything with me is wonderful. Not with the world, but everything with me is wonderful. How about you, daughter?
I guess everything is good. I really don't have too much to complain about. Hopefully a very productive day, continuing on with that. I got to watch a little bit of the WNBA draft last night. And so that was pretty interesting. I probably watched to like maybe the 9th pick. So we'll talk a little bit about that, in a few minutes.
Well, you'll talk a little about that. I missed it.
Okay. Well, I'll get into that in a minute. But I think we should probably do a toast to those young ladies. If that works for you, Ma, can we do a toast?
Okay.
To the WNBA draft?
It's always wonderful to celebrate. Wonderful to have so many things to celebrate. Yes. Let's lift our glasses to the young ladies who were fortunate enough to be in the NBA draft.
No, WNBA.
I'm sorry, ladies. You know I meant the women's. I'm sorry, ladies. WNBA draft, and congratulations to all of you. Let's lift our glasses to continued long life, prosperity, health, wealth, happiness, and success. Salud, ladies.
Salud. Woo. All righty. So, Ma, we know that the NBA playoffs are starting soon. The play-in tournament starts. Well, actually, by the time you guys hear this, it would have started on Tuesday. So it's going to be exciting. There's the Lakers versus the Pelicans. And then we have the Warriors versus the Kings for the West. And then in the East Coast, we have the Heat versus the 76ers and the Hawks versus the Bulls. And so people who aren't familiar with this new format they've been doing for the past, few years, this is in order for these teams to get into the playoffs. So they actually have a play-in tournament for seeds 7 through 10.
Okay, so, and which both the Lakers and Golden State are involved.
Yes.
Correct? Which means that if I'm interpreting this correctly, it means that they haven't been playing as well as they should have during the regular season.
That is correct. So we'll see what the outcome is.
Good luck to those guys. Good luck, LeBron. Good luck, Steph. And, we hope to see you in the actual playoffs.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, we were talking about the WNBA, which had its draft last night. And Caitlin Clark, no surprise, was picked number one. And there were a few other ladies in there.
Where did she go?
Indiana.
Okay.
She went to Indiana. Now, Mom, why are you asking me that? You know.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I don't know all that.
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, listen. Okay. Cameron Brink was also a popular name, and she is the goddaughter of Steph Curry's mom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm, so she was picked number two. Okay.
Are we surprised? Mm-hmm. Good for her.
And good so her. Angel Reese actually was picked number seven. And I think she going to Sparks? I'm pretty sure she's going to she's not. She's going to Chicago.
Okay, so, you know what?
Congratulations.
Let me
to
just
her.
Say this. Congratulations to those ladies. And I just want to say this. You know, and I know some of the best absolute monsters, superlative players were picked all sorts of numbers, low numbers, way down, and all that. So, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Because I've seen it picked all kind of numbers and
Well, no. Well, no, that's not.
didn't reflect anything to do or forecast their success as a professional player. You
Yeah.
know, it really is almost no correlation between the two things. How well they're going to do as a professional player versus what number they were picked at. You
Well,
got me?
really, yes, Mom. Well, really, what
Because you know, and I know Andrew Reid shouldn't have been drafted at number seven.
Well, that's
Does that
too
sound
high,
right?
Ma. I don't know
I
the number
mean, that's
over here.
high, but I mean, how many people are ahead of her? You got six people legitimately ahead of
Well,
her?
it depends on the position that the teams was looking
I
for, you know,
understand.
all of
I
that.
got all that.
Listen,
Do you think
tweedledee tweedledum.
you think you have six women coming out of college better than her? That should have really been ranked higher than her? Six for her to come in number seven? I mean, that's debatable, right? Isn't
Maybe
it at least debatable?
it's debatable. But you know, they had
Maybe
some good
not written in
players.
stone. Maybe not written in stone. It might be a fluid list. Okay, maybe not written in stone, but is it, you could make an argument that she could have been,
But
drafted higher. But
Ma.
shout out and congratulations to you, Angel.
Ma, she did well. She's
Absolutely.
fine. She
Absolutely.
okay. That wasn't what I wanted to make a big deal about. What everyone seems to have an issue online about is the WNBA salary. Now, the
Oh,
average
my goodness.
play.
That's a whole nother Pandora's box. Okay.
I know you didn't let me get to it. That's what I really want
Okay,
to talk about.
come on, daughter. Okay.
The average player makes 147,000. They're over 20 players in the WNBA that make over 200,000. Now, Caitlin Clark, who was the number one overall pick, signed a 4-year deal for $338,056. So in 2024, she will be making $76,535. It increases a little bit every few years, but the most that she'll be making in 1 year playing in the WNBA is $97,582. Now, we know that Caitlin has endorsements, and so she will be making millions in endorsements because she is by far the most popular WNBA player, and she's, you know, selling out arenas. So she's going to be fine financially. I don't think she has anything to worry about. But a lot of people felt that, you know, the women are underpaid. Now, the average NBA player, which is a male, makes 9.7 million. And the minimum,
That's the average.
that's
That's
the
the
average.
average.
That's the
Okay.
average. The
Yes.
minimum salary is 1.1 million for the men.
Can I make a joke for a minute?
You can go ahead. I'm sure
Hey,
it's great.
Taraji! Taraji, we need you over here. Taraji.
Well, yeah.
Okay. But in all sincerity, yes, that's quite a disparity.
There is quite a disparity. We also know, Ma, unfortunately, and the you know, throughout the years, the WNBA actually lost money. And so that is why the women weren't paid as much, and there wasn't as much viewership. Now, with
Yes.
Caitlin Clark and you know, Angel Reese, and then they have Camila Cardoza and all these people. Maybe that will bring more seats to the, you know, the
Okay.
arenas, maybe more viewership. Who
Okay.
knows? But right now, the women aren't being paid what I would
Okay.
say is
Now
a good
hold
amount.
on, daughter. When is the next event that we can buy tickets to the women's game?
I don't know. That's in a
Could
few
you
months.
please? Could you please put my son-in-law on it? He finds out everything about all these tickets and all over the world, and he goes to Europe to see soccer and all this different stuff. Could you please put him on that and get us some tickets to go see the ladies play?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yes, he needs to get it
Okay.
together.
All right. In
That's
case I
great.
forget about it, just please put him on it because he knows how to find out everything ahead of time and get the best of this and that. And please put him on it and get this
Yes.
together so
So
we can
just
support our ladies because I don't like it.
okay. I don't like it
Okay.
either.
And I
And
enjoy
I
them
see,
very much.
and I'm
I
not
enjoy them
I
very much. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Or I'm going to put you and my son-in-laws money where my mouth is. Y'all get the tickets, okay?
Right, exactly. Okay, so, all right. So anyway, we want to say that we support you ladies and we're hoping that, you know, continued success, more viewership, because I'm loving what I'm seeing. And maybe this is going to be rivalry.
And we're going to be more supportive too.
And
because
and,
those ladies play lights out.
And it's not just Caitlin. Caitlin is
absolutely
excellent. It's phenomenal.
I don't care who it is playing. I want us to go see the ladies.
And not taking
play.
Anything
they
away
do
from
their
her.
Thing.
And not taking anything away from her because
but
I
there's think a bunch of Caitlins. There's a
no,
bunch
there's
of
not, there's
players.
Not there's not
well,
a bunch
not a bunch, but there's others not. Who are very excellent players.
Okay, well, I'm because she is a you know, she's
phenom,
very
phenom.
Right.
Yes.
Not gonna, okay. But there are other
all
women
right,
who
but you
are
know what
excellent
I mean.
Players.
I mean there are many more exciting.
Why don't you let me
players?
Just complete my thought? Please. Please, Ma. Come on. Let's just have respect and etiquette on, you know, the podcast today, please. Okay. Why are you looking at me like that for? Okay, I'll be quiet. I'm sorry. I'm in trouble now. Okay.
Was that disrespect or was that exuberant participation and excitement about the subject matter? I didn't realize it was disrespect.
It wasn't disrespect. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just will be quiet. Let me just go over in the corner. Speaking of the corner, the good times, the good times, they have a reboot based on Norman Lear's hit comedy, Good Times, and it's facing a lot of backlash, Ma. So I would say that I only saw the trailer, but I actually timed it. I watched 5 minutes of an episode. Of course, I turned it off. Within that 5 minutes, I did manage to see the lead, who I guess is John Evans' character would be the male lead. He was singing in the shower with a roach. The character played by Michael is a crack dealing baby. They were fighting about a portrait. The Jesus, was it a black Jesus or white Jesus and all this other stuff, which that's fine. You know, I guess that's comedy. But the other thing was she wanted to win a contest in which she would win 1 month free rent and also 2 weeks without roaches. So that's all that I saw within 5 minutes of the reboot of Good Times, Mom. Any thoughts on what you've seen via trailer or what?
I haven't seen any of it. I've only heard about it word of mouth, and I was offended and took it as a personal affront based on what other people have said to me about it. So I have not seen it. I don't know if I will bring myself to see it. Overall, I have a very, very dim view of the entire project. And I don't mean the projects as in building. I mean the endeavor. I have a very dim view of it and really have no interest in supporting it. So that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm just kind of disappointed in general that they would put something like this out. And why did they feel that they needed to do a reboot for Good Times and an animation version?
You know, black people in this era and white people, and people in particular, black people, why on earth are you embracing all these very detrimental and negative things at a time when we are seeing a rise in blatant racism, homophobia, depletion, obliteration of women's rights, civil rights, voting rights? Why are you embracing these very negative and harmful images? We need to be looking forward, not reaching back. Yes, as a matter of history and to, you know, to show our respect and appreciation for these individuals and what they kind of had, quote unquote, had to endure is one thing. But for us to reach back and embrace that is counterproductive. And it's almost as if we're saying we're okay with going back to that. How far back you want to go? How far back you want to go? Okay? Don't forget our history in this country. How far back do you want to go? And Black people, I'm tired of you saying the word Negro and thinking it's funny or cute or chic, because it's just a throwback to the era when Black people were ashamed to say that they were Black. We are Black people. We are a proud people. I want us to say we're Black, not you look like me. The other, everything except coming out boldly and proudly and saying Black. That's one reason I love Joy Reid. I love her, love her, love her, love her, love her. Because damn it, she doesn't leave us out of any conversation. And I love her for it, because that's what it is. Okay? So Black people, stop all this nonsense. You know, stop encouraging and embracing racism. Stop this self-denigrating behavior. Cut it out. Okay? We don't need another Good Times. Good Times did whatever it did. Good Times, some people, a lot of people were offended by Good Times 40 years ago.
Right.
Or whenever it was out. Okay?
Might have been more than that.
Then.
But, yeah.
And you think that you need to be showing something like that now? That's not good. That's not productive. That is counterproductive. And it shows a level of acceptance, a level of self-loathing that we as a group do not embrace. So that needs to go the way of, what was that? That magical thinking of the Negro or whatever
Negro
the hell that
society
was.
Or something
needs
like
to, that needs to go just that way. Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to show a house of, I want you to make a cartoon of the Jeffersons moving on up, and they done moved on up even beyond that. Okay.
Well,
I want you to make a cartoon based on Beyonce and Jay-Z. I want you to make one based on Dre. I want you to make one based on somebody living in the mansions and doing beautiful. I want you to make something.
And
go,
my,
daughter.
No, I was going to say, even based on Good Times, what I've been seeing from the little clips that I saw and just online, this wasn't even about Good Times. They made it worse. The people in Good Times, they were at least, they were hardworking.
Decent
they
people,
wanted
right.
to improve. They weren't,
absolutely,
you know, going around fitting into really negative stereotypes. And
absolutely,
I'm just surprised.
Absolutely. Except the stereotype of the chronically unemployed Black man. I didn't like that. Not that he caused it, but that he just somehow fell into that, you know. But that's why James left. You know, okay. You know, my only hope is that, you know, people just discontinue this whole embracing of a bunch of negativity, negative stereotypes, and just a throwback to an era gone by, an era that was not good to Black people, brown people, people of color in general, and every other minority. Let's just not want to go back to that era. Okay, that's it.
I agree with you, Maya. That was spoken very eloquently. Let's move on to something else that's been in the news, and this is a little bit of a sad story, and we'll, you know, transition into, you know, more pop culture type things. But I don't know if you saw this, but an 81-year-old Ohio man, his name is William Brock, was charged with murder after shooting and killing an Uber driver who he thought was trying to scam him. Now, the person he thought was trying to scam him was a 61-year-old Black woman, Lolitha Hall, you know, is dead after Brock thought she was a phone scammer. Mr. Brock received a scam call by a person purporting to be someone from our courts who informed him a family member was incarcerated and that he had a bond of a significant amount of money. And the calls turned from, I'm an officer in the court, to, we have the subject hostage. This is a ransom demand. The scammer then requested an Uber ride to Brock's home to pick up the money. So he's been indicted on 3 counts of murder, 1 count of assault, and 1 count of kidnapping. Now, how it happened, how all of it got into this confusion is just kind of all over the place. He shot her once. She tried to get away, and at some point, there was, a little bit of a struggle. Only after he shot her a third time did he make contact with the authorities to report the incident. So, what are your thoughts on this, Ma? There's an 81-year-old and a 61-year-old involved, and the 61-year-old's life is gone, and she was an Uber driver. I
Okay.
don't know how come she went to his door. That was a little bit strange.
I don't understand. I don't understand any of it. It all sounds just so convoluted to me, so nonsensical. I can't put it together. I'm sure there's a lot of things missing. I've never had an Uber driver come to my door. I don't know that she did. I don't know that he isn't delusional or lying or confused or telling the truth. I don't know what's going on. All I know is just so sad, the loss of life, and even more pathetic. You didn't say about whose color. I don't know that race has anything to
Yes,
do with any of
well,
it.
he's white and she's black.
Well, I presumed as much. Well, what I will say is that it's all so pathetic and so sad. At 81, I don't know what his thinking was. I don't know, was he afraid? Was he terrified? Was he just a nut going around trying to shoot people? It just all seems so strange. Was he just scared? I can't put it together. It just all sounds so just disconnected to me. Okay, it's all just so disjointed. I don't know what's going on with it. All I can say is I feel bad. I'm sorry for the decedent. I'm sorry for the dead woman completely. That part is tragic and heartbreaking. And for him, I don't know if he's deranged or was it a situation he was so afraid, why he thought he should just start shooting. I don't understand. Is he, going through some level of dementia? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's not automatic because he's 81. He could be totally lucid. I don't know. I don't know. All I know is it's a very sad, heartbreaking story. And he needs to go through the process to see what is going on. He needs to be held accountable to see if he has his faculties. Is he accountable? Because he did take someone's life. Someone who was 20 years younger than him. Okay. He needs to be held accountable. And I'm glad that he has been indicted. I'm glad. You did say he was
Yes,
indicted, correct?
he is indicted.
That's wonderful. So that means that they found probable cause to hold him criminally accountable for what he did,
Yeah.
and that part is one. That means the people. When you're indicted by the people,
Yeah.
The case is brought by, the prosecution, the prosecutor, and so forth. But when you're indicted by the people,
Yeah.
and he's been indicted, so that's wonderful. So we shall
Well,
see.
the whole thing is just really sad on
The
so many
whole thing
accounts.
is
We don't know.
heartbreaking. It's totally heartbreaking.
Don't know if race played an issue in it. From the optics, you can say it did, but we don't know for sure. We don't know what this man's mental health is.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do know that a woman lost her life, then that
Right.
should have lost her life.
And we don't know
So,
why the woman went to the door.
right.
We don't know if the woman went to the
It looked
door.
like they showed like a video, Ma, and she was heading towards the door, but I don't have a lot of context from it. I have like bits and pieces from it, but
Right.
she got out of her
And was she
car.
going to the door because the person was 81 and she thought she was being helpful?
Right.
I
There's
mean,
that
who
thing,
knows what that is?
there's all that. So, just very sad. And we'll follow up and see if there's any more information. But let's get into another case. Now, this one is just ridiculous. Now, this happened
Well,
here.
I hope it's on a lighter note.
And
I hope it's
well,
a
it's
lighter
on
note
a
for her.
listen, everybody is okay, but this was just real craziness.
Okay.
This took place in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
29-year-old mom was charged with 2 counts of child endangerment, Ma. So you know what happened? She left her 2 children in a high rise for days while she went on a cruise. Now, her children, I think, are ages 8 and 6 years old. the kids were there, the house, you know, they got complaints, you know, from the high rise because the children were left alone, the house was dirty, you know, they didn't have the appropriate
Right.
amount of food. And
Okay.
supposedly the children were communicating with their mother on a camera in the apartment and through text messages, and she was gone
Good.
for 6 days
Good. That's very good. That's very good. And what happened? And
by
what's the
herself,
outcome?
mind you. She was on a cruise by herself.
Listen, so what happened?
Well,
What was the
they
outcome?
arrested her. She's in jail and she's being
Good.
held on bond for $40,000 bond, and the children are in the custody of their aunt.
Good. Good. Because let me tell you why. The
What?
woman is a fool. The woman is a fool, a lunatic, a fool, or a drug addict.
Yes.
Or all of them. Okay? She falls into one or more of those categories.
Yeah.
That you think that you can leave an 8 and 6 year old, you maybe could leave them for 5 or 10 minutes and run down the stairs or to the store or come right back. But it is not good to leave them at all.
Right.
However, a lot of 8 year olds and even 6'2, but definitely 8 year old, you can leave them for a minute in an emergency situation. Okay, I'm thinking. I don't know exactly what that emergency would be
A
that you couldn't take
cruise.
them with you.
A cruise.
No. Let's just say you ran over to the neighbor's house or something, or somebody was sick or this or that. I'm going to take that back because I'm not really exactly sure what circumstances would cause you to leave your 8 and 6 year old alone, other than you didn't want a babysitter, you couldn't afford a babysitter,
But you
you
can
had to
afford a
spend your money
cruise.
on. You had to spend your money on a cruise and your get high or whatever you're doing. I can't really understand why you would lose an eight lose leave an 8 and 6 year old. I'm not really exactly sure about that, but I will tell you one thing. Well, I don't want to go too much. I would just say, let me just say she's where she needs to be. I'm going to put it like that. Not saying that an 8 and 6 year old doesn't have good sense, but is it the best judgment to leave them? They have good sense for an 8 and 6 year old, but it's just
Well,
not an adult sense.
all
You
right.
know, it's just not a big enough sense. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Things are not even like they used to be. Okay? Things are not even like they used to be. It used to be a day when people would leave their kids and the neighbor would watch out for them for real. You know, for real. Make
Right.
sure they're taken care of like they take care of their own kids. You know, the
Yeah.
neighbor would, you know, whatever. It would be the neighbor really is on it. You know, or whatever, and they would be practically maybe even almost in the neighbor's house. The neighbor would check on them and what's going on over there and be paying attention and this and that. Now it's not. Now you don't know your neighbor, or your neighbor just as crazy and on drugs and whatever as you are, you know, or whatever is the case. You understand? It really is not a situation where you should leave an 8 and 6 year old. But you know what I want to say? I want to say that there was no time that you should have been leaving, no time in history that you should have been leaving an 8 and 6 year old. There's no time that it's really been safe to leave an 8 and 6 year old. That's the truth. That's the real truth. Even though when I was 8 year old, I was left and also babysat.
Well, my
And
don't
that's the
mention that
truth.
out loud.
Well, it was an era gone by. And luckily, nothing ever happened. Luckily, I would say something almost happened, but everything worked out fine. Luckily. Just
Well,
like with these kids. And that was, you know, when I was eight, that was about almost 50 years ago.
yeah,
Okay.
that was a
Yeah.
long time ago,
That's
so
right.
yeah.
So, but there was never a time when that was the smart thing to do. There
No,
was
it
never a time when
wasn't.
that was a good thing to
But
do.
my, and how
Even
many,
back in the day,
my,
it was
how
not a
many
good thing. It was
people,
just a lucky thing. What
right?
happened?
How many people would leave their small children and go on a cruise?
No, nobody left me alone on a cruise. They only left me a couple of hours or something, you
Right.
know.
When you're going on a cruise, like that's, oh gosh, that woman, and she left for 6 days.
That woman is where she needs to be, in jail. She does not need to be a mother. You see, that wasn't the only issue. You see, the house was dirty and they didn't have
food.
Well,
the kids probably, yeah. And I don't know what was going on.
Oh, you think she left home with plenty of food in a clean house? You think she was that conscientious?
Oh, well.
I don't think so.
Who knows how the house would be if you leave the house for 6 days and it's a 6 and an 8 year old? You don't know what. And then they might eat all the food.
True too.
They might destroy the house.
Everything you're saying is absolutely true. There's been no time in history that it's been a good idea to leave kids that young.
No.
And the people who have experienced it or the people who have done it have just been lucky that nothing happened.
And then, you know, you have to sometimes.
Nothing tragic happened.
Listen, even with teenagers, like, you can leave them. They know, they mentally and intellectually know what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do. But it doesn't mean that they're going to listen and, you know, abide by the rules. But
well,
an eight year old may not even understand.
That's it. But see, when you leaving kids that when you leaving kids that big, that old, the problems that they get in can be serious.
Well,
adult problems.
Well,
they
yeah.
can be into huge problems.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And that's just a judgment
call. They can cause problems.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They can cause problems. 6 and 8, your judgment.
Six and eight, they're totally vulnerable. They're totally vulnerable to every type of manipulation under the sun. You know, No, that mother needs a whole lot of help. It almost seems like she doesn't need to be a mother, because to leave children that young for that long is beyond the pale. Beyond the pale. And you had a sister that could take the kids?
Right.
You know, because
well, I don't know if it was her sister or the...
Well, you said the aunt. Well, whoever aunt. She is.
Yeah,
was
whoever.
Some person related to the kids that could take them.
Right.
I mean, how did that even end up being the way it went? You know,
who
so
knows,
that
Mom?
To show that this woman,
she could have been. She could have been deceiving people, going on a cruise. She could have borrowed money from people because she.
It could have been anything. Apparently,
wanted to
it
go
was
on vacation
anything.
And all type of stuff. With this
well,
woman.
Let's just say she did not use good judgment in that case. Very poor judgment, and she put her kids at risk. In fact, I would love my kids too much to leave them like that. I just would care too much about my kids. Even if I was the biggest fool in the world, I just wouldn't want to leave my kids like that.
And we know of all places, you may not want to, but they have accommodations for kids on cruise ships.
You better bet. And they got babysitters and everything else to take care of your kids.
Yeah.
Well, but guess what? Maybe she wasn't trying to have the kids with her. You ever think of that?
Clearly she wasn't.
Guess what? But you know what? She would have did better if she would have took them and put them in foster care. You know, you take kids and put it. A lot of people use foster care as babysitters.
Oh, God.
You know that, right?
Okay.
I'm telling you.
No, I believe you, Ma.
The people have told me. Then my former clients have told me they wanted to go do something, so they put the kids in foster care for a while. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, let's not hope.
Not saying that's the right thing to do, but it's safer than leaving them alone.
No, I know. Okay, so we know that was bad judgment. So let's move on to a couple of ladies.
Thank heavens the kids are okay. I'm so happy the kids are okay.
Yes. Let's move on to a couple of ladies who are making headlines for different reasons. As we mentioned before on the last podcast, Doja Cat is the headliner, one of the headliners at Coachella, and she's been killing it at Coachella. Everyone has been raving about her live performance.
Shout out to Doja. Congratulations.
Yes.
Doja.
She became the first Coachella rapper headliner in history to receive a 5 out of 5 stars review from Guardian. She's also the third female artist to achieve this and one of 5 artists overall. And so we know that Muse,
so good.
Phoenix, Billie Eilish, and Beyonce are the other 4 artists.
Wonderful. So wonderful. Oh, good, Doja. You know, I know you've had some different things going on, and I'm so happy for you. I've always thought that you were entertaining. And Doja, me personally, I prefer you more as a singer than a rapper. I think you are a very good entertainer.
Yeah,
I do.
Congratulations to Doja.
I like her little songs, are catchy, you know. Mm-hmm. I won't say about the rest, but shout out to Doja. Good for you. Now I'm happy. happy for her.
No, me too. I really am too. She's going to be, you know, next weekend is the final weekend of Coachella.
Okay.
So
she'll be back. Continued success to you, Doja. Kill him, girl. Kill him.
Now, somebody else who's killing him, well, I don't know if she's killing it, but people have a lot of different remarks about Miss Keisha Cole. So Miss Keisha Cole has been spotted holding hands with a rapper by the name of, I don't know, Hungzo. I don't know what his name is, I'm making up names. Anyway, okay. The issue is Keisha Cole is 42 years old and yeah. He is 24. People are throwing shade at Keisha.
Nope.
What are your thoughts on this, Ma?
Nope. I don't know anything about this young man, but what I do know is this. Don't let the age be what you're objecting to. If you're calling out this, I mean, obviously it's none of our business, but we, you know, we like Keisha Cole, so we, you know, are interested in everything. Got all that. But let me tell you something. If you have an objection to this relationship, don't let it be about the numbers. Don't let it be about his age, okay? Please, come with something a bit more substantial. Because I've seen some men and women, old as dirt, and it's goofy and silly as hell. And I've seen some young ones with a solid head on their shoulders, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we know, in general, that's not the situation, but statistics means nothing when it comes to the individual. You don't know what type of young man she has going. We understand the numbers of it and all that, but you don't know what he mm-hmm. means to her, what she means to him, and what their chemistry and attraction is to each other. So if you have a problem with it, let it be about something substantive, okay? Not, oh, he's one number and she's another number, okay? Come with something that's real and true and good, okay? Come with something like he's abusive, he's manipulative, he's cruel, she's cruel to him, you know, this or that. You know, come with something like that. But when you're talking about two adults, okay, when you're talking about two adults, if you have an objection to the relationship, let it be for some humane reason, not because of the numbers. I don't want to hear about that, okay? Because that's bull crap. You got old souls. You got young spirits. We are all everything, okay? We all can be any of that. So I don't want to hear that. I don't have any objection to that. He is an adult, though he is younger than she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's older than he is, and what? You know,
like I said,
that's why I like that little name of that Ariana Grande song.
Yes,
shout
and.
Out to Ariana Grande. Yes, and
yeah,
and
you
that's
know,
my question. And
I really, like I said, it's a double standard when it comes to women. It's really,
you know it
is.
You know it. I don't even want to go there. Yeah. Oh, please.
It's so bad to where men will mention if a woman is 2 years older than me. Oh, she's 2 years older.
That what? Goes to show. Now that goes to show that man's maturity level. Who would mention anything so insignificant?
Right.
What in the world difference does it make?
You know, so I just listen. I think that Keisha, you know, you doing your thing. If he makes you happy, if you make each other happy, go with it. Who knows if it's permanent? Who knows if it's temporary? That's her business. They're both adults. I don't have
a problem. Let me tell you something. Right. And whatever you make each other, that's for you two to discover.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that's just it. No, I have no problem with it whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't like all that type of thinking.
All good.
Okay. So we are going to talk about somebody else who's been in the news, and we talked about him on the last podcast, but there's still more fallout on Gary and Teresa from The Bachelor.
Oh my goodness, daughter, what's going on with them?
Okay, so you remember Trista from the Bachelorette, remember? So
yeah, she, one of the original Tristas from 20 years ago or whatever.
Oh, I mean, however long ago, yeah.
So many years ago. Yeah.
So she's saying that I thought personally, when they did announce that they were going to be getting married so quickly, I thought, well, good for them, because if they know they know, then just do it. But now hindsight's 2020, and you're like, maybe you should have taken a beat and lived in the same home for a while.
Should have taken a what?
A beat.
Oh,
A beat.
beat.
Yeah,
Okay.
take a break. And Nick Viall, who was the bachelor on season 21, says, I think what shocked me the most is that it wasn't just a normal breakup or an end of an engagement. This was a divorce announcement. I was caught off guard and surprised by the abruptness. And he said, like, a regular breakup, like an engagement, it doesn't require lawyers to get out of. It does require lawyers to get out of a marriage, and I'm really curious what changed with Gary and Teresa that made them so sure to sign up a marriage license, and now they're getting a divorce so quickly. So they just think all of them think it's very strange, because on the in the Bachelor franchises, no one ever got married that quickly after the show, the regular show was over. And when they did get married, most of them stayed married for at least a couple of years. So it's
To
just
give
very
themselves a chance to know each other. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think a lot of people, I think what it was is that people were saying, oh, they wanted to get married so quickly. They're older. They're like, oh, who knows how much time anybody has. But when you're older,
But
though,
you
you
really,
think,
when you're older, you really think about that, of
yeah.
course.
And so people just thought it was so romantic and
Yeah,
everything.
well,
And
you
now,
could rationalize that part of it, but
go ahead.
3 months, but I couldn't rationalize how he had been in love with the other two and not Teresa, and then a week or two later, whatever it was, now you love Teresa but not the other two, flip the script completely. I couldn't understand that. I could understand if he would have eliminated one of the ones that he claimed he loved, either Leslie or Faith. But you eliminated both of the ones you claimed you loved and married the one you claimed you didn't all along up until the end. It just didn't. To me, that was what was more stunning than anything. Because out of his own mouth, he was saying, I can't get there yet with Teresa. I'm just not there. But a week later, you're there and screw all the other women. And now you want her. And then, no. I
And
found, that was very odd to me.
then Trista said that she spoke to one of Gary's daughters, and she said, well, they still love each other, but they weren't willing to make the sacrifice to make the big
That's no
move.
love.
And I'm like, that's
That's
not
no
love,
love.
right?
That's no love. Get out of here.
What?
That's no love. How crazy is that? That's no love.
What are
And
they doing?
Teresa, if we are to believe Teresa, she would have climbed the highest mountain to get to Gary. She would have swam the deepest ocean or whatever to get to Gary. You mean to tell me she wouldn't take a plane, train, or car ride? If she went clear across country, it's only 3,000 miles. Okay, she sounded like she would go to a different planet to get to Gary because she just loved him so much from the very beginning. Well, what happened? Why is it that, because if one is willing to relocate, problem solved. Okay, neither one of them were willing to relocate. Very odd. Very
Yeah,
odd.
I'm with you on that, Ma. I really just don't know. And then there's rumors, oh, did somebody cheat and da da da. And I don't know.
Well, you
Oh,
know
go
what?
ahead.
Oh,
No,
go,
I was
say it.
just gonna say, Ma, the other thing too was, that they will probably lose money from the divorce because, them as a couple and marketing and everything, all the stuff. None of it
Absolutely.
seems, and they could have, held out a little bit longer. Like something happened, right? Because
No,
does it make
no, no,
sense?
I'm like you. No, they're not telling everything. They're not, something happened. I'm not sure what happened. I don't think any of us really know. The story is still unfolding. I don't know to what extent they're just going to come on out and say it. But no. And then did they ever live together? And wait a minute, why Didn't they discuss that prior to marriage?
Right.
Unless they wanted to conduct their marriage that way, one on one coast and the other on the other coast or
And why would
wherever.
you get married if you don't live together? Like,
Right.
that
What
doesn't
is
make
the
any
purpose?
sense.
What is
Right.
the purpose? What would be the purpose at all? You're starting out a marriage not living together?
Right.
And you give yourself only 3 months to work it out. In 3 months, maybe somebody changed their mind.
Right.
In 3 months, nothing. Real strange. Very strange. I don't know, daughter. Very
I don't
strange.
know. Maybe we'll find out some more information, but right now something seems a little fishy.
Okay. Well, to be continued. So let's just see.
Yeah,
Okay.
let's continue on that if we get some more information over the next few days. But finally, Ma, I wanted to, since we're talking about divorce, this is a new survey that came out. It was actually on Daily Mail, and this was done by divorce attorneys. And a lot of people want to know which profession sees the most cheating, or they have the most cheaters in that profession. So, Ma, these are the top five, and then we can kind of
Okay.
discuss why do you think those professions have the most cheaters.
Okay.
So number five, Ma, is pilots and flight attendants.
Okay.
Okay. Number four is men in the military. It doesn't say women, they say men in the military.
Well, I guess that most of them are cheating with women. Some of them are cheating with other men, but most of them are cheating with women. Okay, go ahead. I
Number
got both of
three,
them so far. Okay, go ahead.
bartenders. Well,
I got them. I understand all three of those. Go ahead.
number two, police officers.
Yep, I was going to put them at number one.
And
Yep,
number one,
got
Ma,
it.
firefighters.
Okay, I got all of that. I got
Okay.
all, I understand completely all of them.
So let's break down why do you think pilots and flight attendants net number five?
Pilots and flight attendants, to me, I don't know what they're going to say, but in my opinion, for pilots and flight attendants, it would be simply wonderful opportunities. So many opportunities to be in so many exotic places away from home, and just the euphoria of flying all over the planet practically. And so to me, just wonderful opportunities. That's
Okay.
all.
This is what they say. They say constant travel and irregular schedules lead to extended periods away from
Yeah,
family, creating gaps in physical and emotional intimacy.
right,
That's
opportunities, right.
opportunities. Okay.
Okay, okay.
Number four, men in the military, Ma. Why do you think?
Ah, men in the military, many reasons of absence of travel all around, meeting all different people in different places. A sense, a strong sense of, depending upon what they're doing, a strong sense of mortality might come into play
Yeah.
depending upon what they're doing. And also that they are lonely, that they are estranged from their mates. So those would be the primary reasons to me for military. I got that completely.
Okay, now obviously, yep, deployments and the demanding lifestyle of military service place significant
Yep.
strain on relationships with long absences,
Absolutely.
loneliness acting
Yes,
as a
yes.
barrier to consistent connection. So
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
all right, number three, bartenders. Now,
That's obvious.
yeah.
That's obvious. You're meeting in an atmosphere that's conducive for romance. You're meeting people who are looking for people, and you're at your best. Well, in terms of socializing, you're at your best, and plus you're drinking.
Well,
And
you shouldn't be drinking as a bartender, although.
you're meeting a lot of people,
Some
okay?
bartenders do drink and
And
they get
some,
shots
well, I
and drinks
know that.
in.
I know that. Not only do some bartenders drink, they're meeting a lot of people whose inhibitions are lowered because they're drinking.
Yes.
And so it's just kind of easy to do. And notoriously, people go to places where drinks are being served because they want to socialize and they want to meet people.
Yeah, and they want their inhibitions to be lowered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Completely.
So the actual, I guess, reason they're saying here is working in environments where social interaction is a job requirement, often until the early hours of the morning, can strain personal relationships outside the workplace.
They're out looking for people getting drunk. Goodbye.
Right.
Okay, next.
Police officers at number two.
Police officers, two things
Okay.
going with police officers. Police officers, to me, the number one thing is their sense of urgency, sense of
Okay.
mortality, sense of vulnerability, the hours, close partnerships, with their coworkers, the
SVU.
brotherhood, the camaraderie. That's right, the camaraderie. Also, there's a lot of people who are attracted to police officers because the police officers have a sense of power and they have a sense of community, and it's all very intoxicating. A lot of women are drawn, and I guess the reverse, men to women too, but certainly I do know a lot of women are drawn to police officers.
Okay.
Drawn to the uniform, drawn to the power, and the police officers are drawn to this thing like, life can be very short. I'm going to live it up and do what I want to do, and so
Yeah.
on and so forth. Police officers also have a high rate of suicide.
No.
The job stressors, I don't mean to be a downer, but that is true.
No.
And also there's the down element, there's the thing of seeking comfort, and there's also a thing I believe in police officers where they feel justified, that they feel it's almost okay for them to do what they want to do
To
and
really
have
to
multiple
have,
partners.
yeah, because
Yeah,
they feel as though they're putting
I
their
think
life in
because
danger, at risk.
right. I think there's that sense, and also applicable to firemen.
Well,
You know.
we'll get to the firemen,
Okay,
but we're not
okay.
saying this is all, but this is why we're
No, but
generalizing.
I think all those things come into play. Okay, go.
They say the high stress situations and the brotherhood slash sisterhood form with fellow officers can create emotional distances with those outside the law enforcement community.
Yeah.
So, my you
Okay.
took it to a whole nother level, and I think yours was on point, very apropos. And finally, Ma, firefighters.
Firefighters have a high rate of alcoholism.
Okay.
Okay. Firefighters be a very high rate of alcoholism. Firefighters also, because of their schedule, they're on 3 days or 4 days, or vice versa. Also because of that, and some of the same things that are involved with the police officers, maybe even more so with firemen, because firemen are almost always viewed as heroes. Because when firemen come in, they come in to help.
Yeah.
They're not ever coming in to hurt you. They're not coming in with guns. Nobody's going to end up dead unless they can't save you. But
Right.
firemen are coming in to help you and to save you. And then there's also the sense of danger and their own mortality.
Yeah.
So for those reasons, I think firemen would be at the top of the list, as they are.
You know, I always like
And of
firemen.
course they're very attractive. Very attractive to
At least, yeah,
women.
at least
Yeah.
the ones that we see on TV.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
So I'm gonna say like, well, not I'm gonna say, they say like police officers, firefighters face life-threatening dangers that foster
Yep.
deep bonds with colleagues, potentially leading to emotional disconnects at home. And I
Yeah.
think you broke it down, like I said, better than they ever could. So yeah. So that was definitely interesting.
Oh, good list. Good list.
We'll see what more information comes out with the Golden Bachelor and Teresa. But Ma, I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
Oh, you know what they are. The sun, the stars, the moon. As always, any day I can see the sun, the stars, the moon, any of those three. I don't have to see all three of them, but if I can see one of the three, I am happy. That is a beautiful day.
All right. I'm going to go with number one, Caitlin Clark selling out her jersey. Just want to say awesome, amazing.
Okay.
Number two, the NBA play-in tournament is exciting. Can't wait for it. And then I'm going to give some more, kudos to Doja Cat for killing it at Coachella. We don't give each other enough praise sometimes,
Oh, shout out
so.
to Doja. Congratulations. Congratulations to Doja. Congratulations to Caitlin. That's right.
Ma, anything that you want to say before we go?
As I always say, everybody, please stay woke. There's so much misinformation and craziness going on out here. It just breaks my heart. Stay woke. Keep your eye on the prize, okay? Please pay attention and listen to what is real. Stay on planet Earth. Stay in this world, not some other planet. Not right now. We need you here. We need to hold it down. We need to, maintain our democracy and even strengthen our democracy. And we need to be open and honest and care about each other. So that's it. And stay safe, guys.
Okay, guys, thank you for continuing to support the Bambushi Happy Hour. As always, subscribe to our YouTube channel, All Things Peju, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. Also, make sure that you're following us on X, on Threads, on Facebook, on Instagram. We appreciate you guys as always, and we will be back soon. Stay safe, like Ma says, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.